Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Spirits Healing Circle, where we're going to explore ways to let go of our fears to become free and to rediscover that gratitude is the pathway to joy and spirit. This is David C. Most of you know me as David Clark, and we will be sharing on different topics which you want to discuss today. And we also are graced by the presence of a professional healer who his name is Jean Salch, and I'm going to call on her right now for a moment, and then we're going to take topics. I'm hoping that we will get some more people in the circle before we begin. I know that there are two others that plan on calling in. And right now, including myself and Jean, we have Al and Sharon on the line. And nobody's mic is open unless I open it, and that will be your opportunity to talk. The way we're going to handle things is like a 12-step meeting. And that, for people that aren't aware of that, what that means is each person shares with no discussion. That person gets to share whatever they want to share on the topic, and they're not to be interrupted, and there's not to be any crosstalk. Now, what we will do if there are not a lot of people participating is we'll give everybody a second chance to talk about the topics because insights will probably come up when you hear other people share. And in that event, it's okay to share on any epiphanies that you've had based on other people's discussions. So I just wanted to put that out there. Let's say hi to Jean, first of all, because she's agreed to be present for most of these shows, and she's as excited as I am. And once you hear her voice, you'll see how really excited she is. Jean!
Hi, David.
Did I get that right?
And hello, everyone. Thank you for this honor in allowing me to be present for the birthing of your new show here. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Well, I don't see it as a show. This is actually something that another caller who is on the line suggested, and her name is Sharon. Actually, she was asking for a vehicle. And in fact, I'm going to put her on the line and have her tell us how this all came about. And then we've got another caller from area code 203. Let me just check in and see who is there. Okay. Area code 203, what's your name?
Hello?
It helps if I open the mic. Area code 203, what's your name?
It's Gail.
Gail, hi there. Thanks for calling in today. You are the fifth caller in the queue, so you'll definitely have a chance to participate today. And I don't know how much you heard, but if you read the blurb that's on the website, that's pretty self-explanatory. And I just wanted to see who you were, and I will get back to you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Well, folks, I'm feeling a little bit nervous. This is it's not a new experience for me. This is not a radio show, so there's nothing scripted, and I don't script my radio shows to begin with. But for some reason, I'm feeling a little intimidated of using this medium to conduct a program that I had developed for use in my own home about 4 or 5 years ago. I wanted to found a group called Free Spirits because that's something I've always longed to be. And so I invited a number of friends to join the circle, and we met at my house every week, and we did exactly what we're doing today. We had a meditation, and then we had sharing. We also had a couple of musical selections. And I will take a consensus from people about that. We can do musical selections here. What I would have to check out is whether or not there'd be any copyright considerations. So I don't want to get mixed up in that. At any rate, it was a really fun experience. And over time, the group slowly dwindled down because people had other things in their lives, and once a week was a big commitment. So eventually it got down to just three of us that could be there some of the time, and I just had to let the group go. And that was very sad. And so I guess I will include the Sharon part of the story. Sharon called me, and let me bring her into the circle now and let her tell us what that was all about.
Hi, David. Thank
Sharon,
you.
There. Hi. Do you want to tell how we got started down this road? Because it was your phone call, the spark.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for being receptive, and thank you for doing this. I have always believed since the middle 80s in my embracement of this spiritual path that I've been walking. Groups, I think, have a strong energy, and I haven't been part of a group for a while, like a meditation group and focusing on a thought or an energy in that group. My experience has been that it's always brought blessings into certainly my life, and I know many group members that participated. I mentioned it to you because I know the internet can be an easy way to connect with people of like minds, and it resonates for me, a lot of the programs and personalities that you bring on and the way you speak and your values. So I'm very grateful for you being able to put this together. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for those kind words. I'm just trying to let go of the nerves a little bit. If I'm going to do a meditation, I have to be free. And as a couple of the other people that are on the line know, we got pretty well blasted by a snowstorm, a good part of the Northeast. And we've been digging out. And just before I came on the air, I was doing some last-minute stuff related to the snow, and so I'm warming my body, and my spirit is soaring. And let's just check in and see who this other caller is so that we all know each other's names, or at least have heard them. And so I'm going to move on to area code 802, and same area code is Jean. Hi, I have you on the line. What's your name, please?
Penny Oliver.
I'm sorry, your first name, sweetie?
Penny.
Denny, okay, great. Well, thank you for joining us, Denny. I'm going to go back to Jean for a minute before we get started. I made a big faux pas, and that was I was going to include Leo Bonomo and call him in England, and I can tell you about him in a minute. But Jean, I'm coming back to you and hoping that you'll lead a meditation while I do this. What do you say, Jean?
I'm here with you. And the woman said Penny, not Denny.
Oh, thank you very much for that. Okay, Penny, apologies. Jean,
right.
I would be honored if it's not an imposition.
Not at all, honey. I'll take over. I'll begin right now a meditation. And how long would you like me to go for?
5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're a darling. Okay.
You're welcome. All right. For everyone who would like to participate in this meditation, close your eyes and allow yourself to be comfortable in your position, whether you're sitting, reclining, or you're laying down. As you're gently breathing, know that with each gentle breath, you are breathing in the purest form of divine love and light. As you gently breathe in pure divine love and light, your body, your mind, mind, your thinking mind, begins to relax with each breath, allowing yourself to be completely supported with divine love and light. As you notice the gentle rise and fall of your chest with each breath, divine love flows in, and as you exhale, fills all layers of your aura. There are 7 layers to the aura. Let's start with the layer that is the outer layer. Let's breathe in this pure divine love and light, and intend to exhale into the 7th outer layer of our auric field. We don't have to think about it. We're just intending it. Where attention goes, energy follows. Gentle breath, filling divine love and light to the 7th layer of our auric field. Breathing in pure divine love and light. Exhale now into the 6th layer of your auric field. This layer also is connected with your pineal and pituitary chakras. As we clear and fill the 6th layer of your auric field with love and light, breathing in pure divine love and light, let's intend it now into the 5th layer of your auric field. As we fill the 5th layer of your auric field with love and light, it extends and flows over into your 5th chakra. Clearing your 5th chakra from any debris that prevents you from speaking your needs in divine sacred truth. Filling the 5th layer of your aura with divine love and light. Breathing in pure divine love and light. Let's exhale now into the 4th layer of our auric field, our heart layer, which is connected to our heart chakra. Each gentle breath, filling our aura layer of our heart center with divine love and light. All the layers of all 7 hearts filling with love and light. The purest divine love and light. Filling also your heart's 4th layer of your auric field with each breath. Breathing in pure divine love and light. Let's exhale into the 3rd layer of your auric field, your emotional layers, and let's send love and peace to that auric field of vibration, sending love and peace filtering into your solar plexus with love and light, sending love and light to all emotions that may be filled with stresses or fears or anxieties, or any limitations, love and light, with each gentle breath, fills the solar plexus, eases the emotions, echoing into your third aura layer. Peace, love, light with each breath. Soothing all emotions with pure divine love and light with each gentle breath. Breathing in pure, divine, sacred love and light. And let's exhale into the navel layer of your auric field. Let's send love and light, clearing out any unbalancing energies between you and family and friends you consider family. With each gentle breath of the sacred love and light, filters through your navel, through the umbilical cords, and all those lines of family connections and friends you consider family, and your navel, part of your auric field, your template, your blueprint of your soul's purpose for this lifetime. While we breathe in pure divine love and light into our navel chakra, echoing out through the layers of our auric field, releasing any illusions, releasing any programming that are not our truth, of our true divine sacred self. Gentle breath filling the navel, rippling out with divine love and light, clearing and balancing. Breathing in pure divine love and light, and exhale into the layer of your auric field that is connected to your sacral. The second layer of your auric field closest to your body. And as you breathe in this pure, divine love and light, let go of all moments and bindings that prevent you from standing in your sacred power, your divine sacred self. Releasing with each gentle breath, pulling out all those resistances, rippling out and releasing all those illusions, filling that second layer of your aura so ever gently, and your sacral so ever gently, with divine love, divine light, the purest form of divine I am love and light. Breathe in divine love and light, and let's exhale into the root chakra, and the root chakra aura layer of your field, and allow all illusions and bindings and resistance to just ripple out and transmute into love and light. With each gentle breath, allow your root chakra and that auric field to be cleansed and blessed with pure love, pure light,
harmonizing with quantum love, light, frequency. Allow the love, feel the love, pure divine, I am presence. Let's breathe in this pure divine love and light and fill the bottoms of our feet and release all those energy shoes that we have worn in all moments, all incarnations. And let it ripple out through your auric field that is connected to your feet chakras. Let it release with each gentle breath. Receive love and light. As the divine I am sacred beings release you and free you from those burdens of shoes that you've walked in. The shoes named anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, victim. Release and let go. Receive divine love and light. Breathe in the I am of the quantum frequencies, love and light. Brand new shoes we gift you. You may decorate these shoes, add wings and sparkles and song as you choose. We gift you now with these I am sacred shoes. Breathe in pure divine love and light. Exhale into your earth star, 10 inches below your feet. Clearing out all resistances, echoing, rippling out through your auric field resistance. Each gentle I am love light breath. Send into your Earth Star Chakra, connecting fully and completely, quantum fifth dimensional crystal grid heart of Mother Earth, our beloved sacred Mother Earth. Let's breathe in the love of Mother Earth now into our Earth Star. Our feet chakras, feel Mother Earth's love coming up the channels into the heart, expanding with each breath, the quantum frequency love vibration of Mother Earth, fully connecting with your heart in the heart of Mother Earth, with each breath, bringing your heart into quantum frequency vibration with Mother Earth now.
Jane?
Yes.
Okay,
back.
I'm back.
You got a beautiful. I didn't mean I did mean to jump in, and I apologize to you because what you were doing was so soothing and healing, and I'm so honored and grateful that you were willing to do that. But I think we better probably move on. And thank you, darling. Thank you. We're going to have
You're
to
welcome.
Sing around the camp. We have, there's seven of us, and Leo was unable to join us. He had another commitment, and he's going to be with us next week. And for those of you who don't know, Jean is a professional healer, and she's somebody that, as I mentioned, is going to be joining us. And hopefully we'll be able to do this on a weekly basis. That's my plan. And I realized, Jean, as you were going through your beautiful meditation, that the clearing out I needed to do in my heart is with the connection with another part of my body, my brain. And that was, I think that I feel a little intimidated by this whole techno aspect of today. And I'm just trying to get used to not being in a group where we're seeing each other's faces. And somebody had mentioned to me that we might consider using something called Zoom, where we could see each other's faces. So that's something to consider for the future. I don't know how to do that. But we do have people today from Vermont, where Jean is, from Connecticut, from Arizona, and from Central New York, where I am. And so we've got people from all over the country today, and I think that's great. And now what I'm going to do, and I'm going to let other people know that this is how I'm going to initially run things, and I'm certainly open to suggestions. I'm not the Gestapo. But I thought it would be fun to allow the first two callers of the day to suggest topics, and I've spoken with each of them. And we could do that every week as long as there are different people. But that will encourage people to call in early and be on time. What do you think, Jean?
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted you because I just fully got present in my body, David.
No problem. I know. You were in a zone.
That wasn't me, and you know that. I'm sorry. Please ask me the question again.
No, I just wondered what you thought about the idea of the first two callers of the day suggesting a topic, as long as they haven't done that in a while.
Absolutely. And we should always have new topics every week. I agree. I'm ready. Let's roll.
Well, you know, we've got yet another caller from Connecticut, so let's find out who that is, and then we'll figure out what the topics for the day are by going back to the first two callers. Okay, area code 203-675. What is your first name, please?
Hello?
There you go. I didn't have your microphone open. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for joining us. We're about to move into topics. We've had a meditation, and I'm kind of getting used to this format for something I used to do informally in my home. So I've been feeling a little bit challenged by the technology and doing that and being present, too. Thanks for joining us. Where in Connecticut are you?
I'm in New Haven.
Did you get a lot of snow?
You know, we got snow, and then starting late at night, we got ice. So a lot of things have been canceled.
Ooh.
It's kind of raining and turning to ice on windshields right now. So it's not a great
thing. How nasty. What's the temperature out?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah, I was just curious. It is absolutely arctic here in Central New York.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going
cold.
To go to the first. Yeah, I'm sure, whatever it is.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm not sure if I understand the show correctly. Are you doing healings at all today?
We're not doing healings today. However, we will have healers on. We do have one who's part of the group today, and she just did a meditation.
Okay.
I have to talk to them about that, and maybe what we could do is do one healing per week for a lucky caller.
Okay.
What we're doing is the basis of the group is group sharing around a couple of topics that would be suggested by the first two callers of the day, and then everybody
okay.
gets to share for a certain period of time until we've gone around the circle. And
yes.
I'm calling this Free Spirits Healing Circle. It's not so much a radio show as it is an experiential get-together of like-minded people who want to enhance their spirituality. So that's the best I can tell you at present.
That's
this is
great.
The first week we're doing this, so it's a work in progress.
Sounds very nice.
Thank you. Well, I hope you'll stick around.
Thank you.
And I will be raising that possibility with the healers. I think they would probably be open to that. In fact, I had talked with one about that, but I want to talk with all of them because there are several that are going to participate when they are able to do so.
Well, that'd be wonderful. Thank you. It'd be nice to have that community.
Well, I'm so glad you joined us, Pat.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to the first two callers, and we'll get our topics for the day and get the ball rolling.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. Our first caller of the day is Al, and Al's got a topic. What do you have for us, Al?
Hi. The topic I'm suggesting is spirituality in an environment of hate and disrespect. And what prompted that topic for me is watching this video of Elder Nathan Phillips from the Omaha tribe when he was they were having a ceremony for Native American veterans in Arlington, and they were mocked and accosted by groups of students. And he had a focus and a presence about himself in the face of what was happening around him and in the face of his own fears. He was able to maintain this place for himself in spite of all that was happening around him. I just I felt a lot of respect for the man, and I had a feeling that his own spirituality was what part of what pulled him through all of that.
That's super. That's a great topic, Al, and I like what you shared as your inspiration for it. Is there anything else you'd like to say now, or shall I come back to you later?
No, there's nothing else I want to say right now. Thank you, though.
Okay, thanks so much. Do you mind if I share how I know you, Al?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, Al and I were life partners for 24 years, and he is just about the best friend a person could want. And so thank you, Al, for joining us. Your microphone's muted now. I didn't want to cry. So let me bring Sharon on. She's the second caller of the day, and she's got a topic for us, too.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for the generosity of this program, and you, David, and everyone that's present. Well, financial freedom is what my mantra has been, and letting go of, I know we're using free and freedom a lot in the title, and you've mentioned it several times, and so I know you can modify however you would like it, but I am manifesting financial freedom for myself.
Well, it's a great topic, and I'm sure something we can all relate to in this financial environment we live in today. No matter how much money we have, there's a certain amount of, and I guess this is not my time to share, but I'll finish my thought. I think it's probably a thing that is affecting us all at one level or another. So, Sharon, what I'm going to do is move through the rest of the participants in the group to share on both topics, and then I'll come back to you and Al at the end. How does that sound?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
Sharon was my inspiration, folks, for getting this thing going. And I do not consider this to be a radio show, although I'm using that format for it. It is really just an opportunity to come together and discuss topics. And so I'm going to go to Penny.
Hi,
Penny, would you have anything you'd like to share on the two topics that were brought up?
No, I'm a first-time caller, so I'm just interested in listening today.
Okay, that's not a problem. If you don't mind, I'll come back to you at the end just to see if there is anything you'd like to share.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
How long is
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How long is the program?
We're going until 3:30 Eastern time, or that will be the final length of the show. We may end earlier than that if we have finished doing our sharing. So 90 minutes is the max.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Jean, I'm coming back to you, honey. Are you feeling in a place where you would like to share?
Sure. So am I correct in assuming that we're discussing ways of how we individually handle these two subjects?
Well, and this is just house cleaning, folks, because I'm not going to, it's my plan not to dialogue with you, but I think that's a very good question, Jean. I think however they speak to you, it's just a matter of trying to share our own individual spirits, spiritual experience around these topics, how they speak our hearts, whatever comes to mind, you know. It's
okay.
All fair game.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'll start with Al first. Personally, for myself, I have been very aware of, you know, my surroundings on, you know, the racism, the disrespect, and the hatred out there that has been going on for lifetimes. And for me personally, this is how I handle it. I think I'm going to say it this way. Is first, I had to self-heal my self-worth for existing in this world and receiving healthy love and respect. And once I did that, right, then it was easier for me to then look outside of me. Does that make sense? Without, I know you're not supposed to be, I'm just saying, does that make sense for everyone listening? Because if there, to me personally, if there's all this continued hatred and racism in the world, it is an ever ending, it can end, but what I mean is it appears to be an ever and never ending happening because of continued programmed behavior. So how I handle this personally, now that I'm in a place of complete self-love and self-respect, is when I see it out in the world, instead of going to the place of, how that person just spoke to that other human being is so horrible and despicable. Yes, in the reality of it, of course it is, right? But instead, I do not match that energy. I match the energy of, I see that person
waking up and realizing what they're, the damage that they're doing, that they're causing to another human being, you know, and that's how I look at it. So when I'm looking at, and the political views out there is a very touchy subject, because politics and religion, I feel, are the two hardest topics to discuss with most people, and that's because most people today do not know how to honor and respect the perception of another human being, whether it's their spiritual beliefs, or whether it's their political beliefs. So I hold the belief in the energy in my heart and in my speaking and in my daily practice that all will open to the love of accepting and respecting each other's beliefs. Because to me, it doesn't matter how you get there, to know that we are all one and we are all love and connected. It doesn't matter what road you take as long as you get there. And so I detach from everything that I see in the world that has a negative energy attachment, and I counteract that consciously with the positive. As far as money, financial freedom, I was programmed in this lifetime to that money was corrupt and evil, that I would, on a flip scale, I was programmed that if you saw a penny on the ground, if you didn't pick that up, then, you know, that was really horrible because every penny counts. And money revolves around everything. And actually, I have learned in my spiritual growth that money is just energy. Money was created by man, and it just has an energy attachment. So if we let go of our negative programmings of being attachments to money and see how money, and this is how I look at money today, is that money is only an energy, and that there are many wonderful things that we can do when we have money. So I hold the energy and the belief that I can always have enough money to do what I need to do and take the action steps to allow that to happen. And I can also hold the intention for everyone to have the money that they need. Okay, I'm done, David.
Thanks, Jean. That was great. We'll go to Pat next. And hold on a minute. I know how to do this switchboard, but I'm in another zone now. Okay. Thanks so much, Jean. Hi, Pat. Would you like to share? I don't know if your phone is muted. You might want to check that, Pat. I'll come back to you, okay? I'd like to share, if that's okay. I guess I'm the first person that tuned into the program today, so I didn't get to bring up a topic. I'm joking. I love the topics. I really do. They're both super. And first of all, when Sharon brought up the topic of financial freedom, I immediately zoned in on freedom, which for me is kind of a surprise. Well, it's not a surprise. It's a surprise to an earlier version of myself because I was very obsessed with money, making a lot of money. I wanted to make $1 million by the time I was 30, and I was on the fast road to achieving that until a series of events happened in my life that didn't make that possible. And I have no regrets about that. And I think that's one of the first steps in finding freedom of any kind, is to let go of regrets, let go of resentments. I've been told that yesterday is a canceled check and tomorrow is a promissory note. And so I really need to be present to experience freedom on any level. And it's harder for me to do. I don't want to say hard. I'd prefer to reframe it as a challenge for me to do when it comes to money. I, too, have some negative associations with money relating to self-worth. And I'm a bit of a survivor. I'm not going to minimize it. I'm not going to maximize it. I'll just say that I've been through some tough knocks in my childhood and in my adult life, and I've come out the other side, and I'm so grateful for that, because there really isn't any logical reason why I should be here, but I believe I'm here for a greater purpose, as I believe are we all. It's just that some people never receive that wake-up call or that realization, and that's kind of sad. What I've had to do around money is to take a look at how it's come to me in the past. And I agree with what's been said about how it's a quote-unquote necessary evil. Those weren't the words that were used. But we need money to live in this world. We don't barter anymore. We need money for our housing, for our clothing, for our food, for whatever our desires are. And when it comes to simple desires, all of my simple desires, simple needs have always been met. So I have to take a look at that and thank God for that. There was a time in my life when I was running out of money fast. I had to apply for disability income. I can think of one instance when I spent my last $40 on groceries. The bills were paid, but there was no money for the coming month. And I was worried off and on, but I kept coming back to taking a look at my life and how God had always provided for me, and so I was able to let it go. And at any rate, what happened was that very day, a friend showed up with four bags of groceries, and I thought, oh, my God, I was so grateful, because the 40 I spent wasn't enough to feed a household of three. And then, wouldn't you know it, the very next day, I received notification that some disability income had come through for me, which allowed me to pay the next month's bills and take care of my basic needs. So that's just an example of how letting go of something and taking a look at how God has always met my needs, no matter how destitute or not I have been. He's met my needs. But, you know, I liked what a friend of mine was saying to me recently, and that is that we certainly deserve money for things like vacations, for some little frills, for being able to realize our occupation-type dreams. You know, going on a spiritual retreat can cost money. There's all kinds of things that we may want to do to enhance our well-being that cost money. And so I've had to reshift my focus around money as being a necessary evil to money being energy, as Jean was saying. The real challenge for me, and it's all about learning experience, is that I just need to put my desires of the heart out there and believe they will manifest. I've seen that happen before. I want to buy a house on the ocean someday, and that's going to require a lot of money. And I've had to do a little battle with myself about, is this being too selfish or not? I mean, those houses are not cheap. But I just get such a feeling of connection when I'm at the ocean. And I have a vehicle of how to get there, and that is my books, of which I've written many, and they can make money for me. And so I've had to let go of this, why is this not happening to me now, God? Just have faith that these books were inspired and channeled through me, and that they're here for a greater purpose than just my own edification. So that's what I come back to. So that's all I have to say about financial freedom. And Al's topic, oh my God, that was so perfect. You know, there is so much hate and disrespect still existing in this world. But I think what I've had to come to see for myself is to look for those areas where there's love, those areas where there is respect. I've heard it said to stick with the winners, and I believe that to be true. If I surround myself with toxic people, and I went through a situation like this recently, it really takes me down. I'm an empath, and I can take on other people's energies, and I don't need to do that. I have stopped listening to the news, and I know that may sound crazy, but I once had a sponsor in a 12-step program tell me she never listened to the news. And I thought, my God, how can that be possible? But she said that it disrupted her serenity, and I can relate to that today. My serenity is the most important thing, and so I need to take I don't know how to express it, because if I see something in my face that's threatening me or another person that I love, or hopefully even a stranger on the street, that they're a victim in some way, I want to step up, because I can be assertive today. And there's nothing wrong with being righteous. Righteous anger is okay. It's the self-righteous stuff that's the problem. So I think what I'm trying to say is that I focus most on the word spirit when you brought up the topic, Al. Without nourishing my spirit through whatever means necessary, I'm not truly alive. And today, as I said, I'm a living miracle, and I choose life, I affirm life, and that's about all I want to say for now, because I'm recognizing there are other people that want to have time to share too. So let me go to Pat again and see if we can get her. Pat, are you there? Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Would you like to share?
Share about what? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. The topics are.
I know the topic.
How do we use?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know what the topics are then?
Yeah, and what would you like me to share about them?
Anything that speaks to you, or any ways that you've dealt with those particular issues in your life, whatever
okay.
You feel comfortable sharing.
Okay. The racial hatred, I mean, that's going viral. I'm amazed that not only are people repeating this, but they're also showing pictures of this Native American elder and information about him, and people are saying, let's forget about these kids, let's, you know, put him on Facebook and talk about him. So it's a very, very, very strong reaction, which is great. And then again, Facebook kind of gets me going too much, so I have to pull back. It's happening more and more, but I do believe that darkness is coming to the surface, and maybe things aren't any worse, but we might be fortunate in that it's coming to the surface to be healed. I do believe that we're heading to a place where there's a lot of no more, no more hatred, no more separation, no more wars. That's kind of where I'm at. And I grew up with my own prejudices. I was taught prejudice. So I find that it even comes up, and I wonder, you know, is this me or is this a ghost? Or, I mean, it's there, you know, from parents. I think about that a lot. And I wonder who I am. I'm not that, but it's in me. So who am I? And then money, when I heard that, it was like, great. You know, that's a main thing going on with me right now. I'm really trying one to save, and also really trying to bring in more. My life has been very difficult for the past 4 years, and I'm trying to make changes on many levels. So that's it.
Well, thanks so much, Pat. Appreciate it. And we're going to move on to another area code. Oh, I know who this is. Sneaky. Pat, we'll talk to you later. This is a friend of mine, and I'm going to call on her. She had changed phones on me. Aren't you something, Patricia?
Oh.
And I mean that as a compliment.
Very interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very interesting show topic. And I'm in a place that I need to listen. I'm in that place. Things are happening and ending and new beginnings and place of stillness within my spirit, and it brings me freedom and peace.
Mm.
And we're getting to that place that that elder may be. So I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, Patricia, and what you said was very poignant. Thank you, and I'm cross-talking here, breaking the rules.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Yeah, God bless. Okay, I'm going to come back to Al. Hi, Al, would you like to share?
Yeah, a little bit. I heard a lot of wonderful things from a number of people who chose to speak up, and I think this Nathan Phillips, when they interviewed him later, expressed some of what Gene, is it Gene or
Gene
he had to say. He was wishing that, you know, these boys would be able to go on and truly make things great in a different way than they thought. But, you know, he was wishing them well. And he also commented that, you know, one of the boys had been emotionally touched and cried, which was not on social media. You know, he seemed to have hold out some hope for the boys, but at the same time holding them accountable. Which is also important. You know, I think we all need to be accountable. And I also believe that, you know, we need to notice the things that are going well in our lives, which include the actions of people that are putting love and respect out there and not just hate and disrespect, you know, because it's so important for remaining hopeful and also being able to exercise our power to make a difference in the world. If we don't have some hope about stuff, we become discouraged and unable to really act. So I do think part of being hopeful is noticing the good things that are going on in the world. Not a naive way at all. In terms of financial freedom, I liked what you said too, David, about there's a reality out there that money is important in some ways in terms of our basic survival. You know, I wouldn't want to pretend that finances weren't important, but I kind of feel like no matter how much money we have, we're in this head of money being important, that there's never enough of it, and there's always this sense of dissatisfaction that we're going to have. We're never going to feel satisfied. I've been trying to focus more on having a simpler life, which for me has been wanting to get rid of possessions that get in the way for me. I don't want to have an austere life, but I do want to have a life that's less run by things and possessions. And just noticing there's a lot of simple pleasures to be had out there that don't involve money. And our personal relationships are one of those. So just noticing our friendships and our family and the people that we're close to is important. And that doesn't involve money. So I think that's all I want to say. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Al. I really appreciate it. We're going to move on to Sharon, and I appreciate everybody's shares. It's really been wonderful. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, David. Well, my experience with the spiritual path in the Middle 80s was that whenever money is mentioned as a form of meditation, it goes into spider web of what is the whole overall picture of it. And, you know, like I listening right now to people's ideas and feelings and experiences, I take away from each person that spoke and touched about money something of value. Like, David, when you were talking about your experience with getting benefits to help you pay for groceries, it took me back to recalling when I would have sums of money come into my life and then the fear of holding on to it or not getting into, because it would usually be the 11th hour when I would receive these sums of money and they're, you know, the lights are being turned, about to be turned off and that kind of thing, and saved by the arrival of money. The lights were able to continue on because I could pay the light bill. So my fear has always been there in regard to money. When I have it, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of losing it, not having enough. When I don't have it, I'm afraid of what's to become of me. And it really goes back to that inner peace and feeling touched by that, the sense of peace and knowing all will be taken care of, for me to stay fully rooted in that center of myself, which is all connected to my universe, my understanding of the universe. And the other thing about racism, again, I appreciate the honesty on when people speak because it rings true, or I recall information in my memory bank and my feelings and experience of I really applaud Pat in sharing the personal experience, and I know we're not teaching crosstalk, so forgive me, because that brought me to my own experience, having been raised in a home of the family's name is Espinoza, but of a generation where there was no crystal ball to look into the future, that at one point in the future, there could be a higher pay grade if you were bilingual. So my experience, and I encountered that at the university with other people of my generation and even younger, from people that their language was, the first language was from another country, the second language was English, that they were raised many times, as I was, to assimilate quickly. And the second, the native language was spoken to conceal what was being spoken about from the kids. It wasn't so that we could learn it. And there was a lot of talk in my family of origin about denigrating the culture that we came from. There was such a rush to assimilate that the coping skills were such that it was defined in that way. So today I carry that sometimes, a part of me is inside trying to be aware of that when I experience or encounter anything through reading material or a story about someone's experience with racism. And, you know, I try to look at it in all ways, and intellectually too. Then try to embrace it. I know when my son passed almost 3 years ago, I look like a Caucasian person, but my dream, having worked in a nonprofit of a diverse culture, our target population was diverse culture and the underserved. And I had this incredible realistic dream soon after my son passed, and I was in a sitting position, and I was surrounded by women of color, Black women of different dress, not native dress, just, you know, Western dress. And we were sitting on couches or standing. Some of them were, there was a lot of murmuring, soft murmuring going on. I don't know what the words were, what the conversation. One was massaging my shoulders, but we were not, it was like a friendship kind of thing. So I'm still trying to understand the meaning of that dream, and I will enjoy thinking about it for years to come and trying to understand the deeper layers of that. So I appreciate the conversation, the sharing that's going on right now. It's something that I know I take a lot from. So thank you, David, and everybody.
Thank you, Sharon. And we have time left, and there are just 5 of us left. So if it's okay with folks, and I can't open all of your mics at once or we're going to get feedback, my suggestion is going to be that we go around the circle one more time briefly in case any ideas have been triggered by what people have said. And in a 12-step meeting that would be considered crosstalk, let's strike that from our group. Let's just say that crosstalk is talking when somebody else is talking, and guess what? I control whether or not that happens, so we don't even have to worry about it. What do you think, Sharon?
I'm sorry, I put you on mic. Yes, I totally, this is so organic, and it feels so truthful, and I love it. So I go along. I'm very fluid with how this is happening. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to run that by somebody. And so I'm going to go back to Jean. And thank you, Sharon. Jean, is there anything else you'd like to share, honey?
Yes. As everybody else was sharing, I wanted to also bring up this experience I had. First of all, I've always had struggles with money personally, okay? And but I told you the first time I spoke how I shifted that, even though I'm still coming out of it. My father, who is in spirit form, said to me in spirit form many years ago, "Gene, why do you worry about money, right? Because how many of us worry about money, right? Meaning the bills getting paid." And I think, I don't remember if it was Pat or Sharon who said, you know, even at the last minute, you know, the electric bill would get paid. So my father said to me, "Gene, don't all your bills get paid, even if you're walking into the electric company and handing them a check the day that they say they're going to shut it off, right?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, so then let go of your fear of money." So I let go of that aspect, and now the process that I'm in finally is allowing myself to receive it because of the good stuff that I mentioned earlier. The only thing I want to add about the hatred and the spirituality, political unease in the world is I also grew up in with parents who were racist. When I was in high school, I wanted to date a guy who was, you know, half African-American, half Caucasian, and I was forbidden. My mother found out that I was dating an Asian guy
And she made me break up with him, you know, which so I always felt in my lifetime from the time I was a little girl that we were all one. And I raised my children in the ways that it doesn't matter what color your skin is. What matters is what's in the person's heart and how they treat themselves and everybody. Does that make sense, David? And that's all I wanted to finish up with. David, I'm done. David, I think you've got your phone muted.
I do. And I totally embrace what you just said, Jean. Thank you so much. And I'm going to just not worry about muting my mic because it takes me out of the moment. I thank everybody for participating. Not sure, did I go back to everybody, Jean, or did I miss someone?
Is Gail still on the line?
No. We lost Gail early on.
And the people
that are left are Al, Sharon, and Patricia. The woman from Connecticut,
okay.
Pat, is gone.
Okay. Then that's it, I guess. That's it. So,
okay. Let me see what happens when
ready.
I open everybody's. Since there are just four of us, I'm going to try this. Hold the phone away from your ears just in case we get feedback, but I'm going to open everybody's mic and see what happens. There's Al.
Hi,
there's
hello,
Sharon.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, and there's Patricia. We're all open. Let me put out a question to people. That was wonderful, and I should say that the beauty of doing it this way, I'm thinking of the beautiful ways of doing it this way. I wish we were all in one room and could look at each other's faces. So what can happen is if you want to listen to today's group discussion, you can do that on the internet. And you can also search out upcoming shows that I host or our upcoming healing circles. There will be a couple weeks a year when I won't be doing it. So you can just check the schedule to see if it's going to be on for this Sunday, or you can check out one of my shows, or you can actually listen to today's show, for lack of a better word. And what you want to do is go to, and you might want to get your pens ready. In the meantime, I'm just going to ask if everybody felt like there was something that they would like to add to the format. And feel free, don't worry if you all jump in at once, since we can't see each other. Does anybody have any suggestions?
For future?
I'm wondering.
Yes. I'll say what you were going to say.
Oh, I don't. The other caller had something they wanted to say. They should go ahead.
Okay, and I couldn't recognize the voice. It was that you, Patricia?
No,
it's Sharon. I was going to I wonder out loud if the meditation in the beginning is nice. I'm wondering if after our discussion, our sharing, that a meditation might. I think it would be helpful to me. Because it did, when I was listening to you, David, talk about money and, you know, just the honest sharing that was going around, thought I was recalling my own experiences and thoughts and deep-rooted thoughts about, you know, racism and money.
Mm-hmm.
And I could certainly use a healing session or meditation on that, what was brought up for me.
Okay, that sounds good. That's something that I will pass around. It sounded to me also, like you were, and maybe this is the main point you were driving at, was to do a meditation at the end instead of the beginning?
I'm wondering. You know, how it would fit.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, for time and, you know, other people's interests, too.
Mm-hmm.
May I jump in?
Sure.
What if we did a 1 to 2 minute coming into present moment for the purpose of letting out, you know, like you just watched something on the TV or you just made dinner or breakfast for some, you know what I mean? Company just left or you just came in from the store type of thing. What if we took a minute or two to bring everybody into the present moment, right? And did a short, brief meditation at the end so that everybody leaves floating in divine light and love.
I like that, Jean, very much. What do other people think?
Yeah, this is Patricia. Yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea. I did tune in a few minutes late, but I didn't tune in the actual beginning of the meditation, but it was.
You might want to do that.
Getting lengthy.
Well,
it was long. And if someone was not into that type of meditation, you might lose them. So the one or two minutes checking in like that that sounds a good idea.
Okay.
And how would you envision that, Patricia?
I mean, go ahead.
I don't have anything right off the top of my head, but I like a type of centering. A type of centering meditation that perhaps could be led by your guest or whoever it is that's the principal person that day.
Okay.
A type of a general centering type of meditation. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. I really like that. What do other people, somebody else wanted to share?
I just wanted to say that that wasn't me. I was channeling the divine energies. So that's why that happened. And please know that I don't know what's going to happen when I do a meditation, you know, unless someone says to me, do not let God, I am, take over, Jean. Stay conscious and do this. You get what I'm saying?
I get it. Well, Jean, do you like the idea of doing the meditation at the end and doing just a brief exercise, centering exercise at the beginning?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I also think that we should rotate who's going to do the ending meditation.
I do, too. I absolutely do. And that's for people that are comfortable in doing that. Let's, for the time being, I will talk to each of you that I know, for starters, and see who would be willing to do that each week. And then as other people join us, I could give out my email address and people could let me know whether or not they're interested in doing that kind of facilitation. Why don't I put that out there? What do you think, Jean?
I think it's a great idea. And also add this to that, David, if you would like to, may I suggest, is you might not feel comfortable participating in doing a guided meditation right now, but you might next month or down the road. And if you change your mind, it's always welcomed. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. I like that very much. Well, let me put out my email address so that we have a means of communicating. I don't mind giving it out to people that have been present today. I just ask that you not pass it on to other people.
Well, if you're on, if you're recording right now,
well, that's true. It's fine. I'm going to put it out there. Yep, you got me right there, Jean. You didn't have to say another word. I'm going to put it out. I've done this before, and I've always enjoyed the callers that have called into my radio show. I've only had one bad experience in 6 years and nearly 300 broadcasts, so I'm not going to worry. Never serves any useful purpose. My email address is dcowder, that's D as in David, C-O-W-D-E-R, Cowder, at TWCNY, think of Time Warner Central New York, .rr.com. dcowder at twcny.rr.com. So does anybody else want to say anything else before we close?
I'm grateful, David. Thank you. And I'm so grateful for everyone here and sharing.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
Nice. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes,
thank
you so much.
Thank you, Sharon, and Al, and Patricia, and Pat.
Thank
you,
Jean.
David.
I'm just going to say thank you all. I walked away from my computer, and just the events of the last couple of days have taken a toll. But I've really enjoyed today's experience. I thank you all. And I'm going to listen to the podcast, which, by the way, will be available in about 15 minutes. And let me just tune it back in. I think this is Pat. Didn't give her a chance to talk. Is this Pat at 203?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
No problem. I don't know if you heard any of that discussion and if you have anything that you'd like to add.
I like a short something in the beginning. I like that better. And honestly, I didn't get your email.
Oh, okay. Let me put it out there again. D like David.
Uh-huh.
C-O-W-D-E-R. D Cowder.
Okay.
And then if you think in terms of Time Warner Central New York, it's TWCNY. .rr.com. It's a Roadrunner address that came from Time Warner, so that's what all those crazy letters are about at the end. Yes, please feel free to contact me by email with any suggestions or ideas that may come up during the week. We're going to be doing this again next weekend, and Leo Bonomo, who is a clairvoyant medium from England, will be joining us. And he's a very spiritual man who was very excited and being with us today and was not able to do so. And part of that was my fault, but those things happen. Yes.
Can I toss out a possible suggestion?
Sure.
A possible? Like, it doesn't have to be, but just a possible, okay? So many of us are reprogramming what we've been programmed, right? Between parents and religion and schools and social media, right? So maybe we can have a topic on how different ways we personally deprogram ourselves.
And this has happened before, a couple of years ago. And so I went to the hospital, and my blood pressure was like 180 over 104, and I never.
I don't know if that was somebody talking or if that was the TV. I couldn't tell.
I have no idea what just happened, but I was like, okay, I'm listening.
All right. Well, I've got an idea. Does everybody know the Serenity Prayer? Say no if you don't.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, for those that do know it, why don't we close with the Serenity Prayer? And then if you have any suggestions or comments that you want to make to me or that you didn't feel comfortable making in public, send them to my email address. And so let's all take a couple of deep breaths, and then we'll start. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you. Okay, everybody, God bless and have a great week. It does work. Oh, that's right. There are different ways of ending that. And one of them I have has a bunch of words, and then it says, it's happening now, and everybody stomps their foot. So it's happening now. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to borrow that. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to tune us out now. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.